Hey there, this is Steve Horsman with Good Guys to Great Men. Thanks again for watching today. I'm smiling because I was thinking to myself right before I hit the play button on this recording, I wanted to tell you that this is the last live video I'm going to do for about a month. And I thought about the idea of a live video, as if you know that I'm doing this live for you. And the next four videos that I've already made for you are pre-recorded videos. And it hits me that they're all pre-recorded. You wouldn't know the difference, would you, that this was live. I was doing this on Saturday for you for tomorrow. That's how stupid I can be sometimes, I guess. That's how stupid all of us can be, which leads me to our topic, the big stupid mistake that men make with angry women. What is the big stupid mistake that men make with angry women? I'll tell you what it is. It's believing that her anger is all about you. The big stupid mistake we make when a woman is angry is forgetting that sometimes, a lot of times, people can be angry for their own reasons. And when you take it personally, and when you think every time she's in a bad mood or she's crabby or she has a weird look on her face or she's quiet, you think she's angry. And you think she's angry with you. And so it makes you say things like, what did I do? What did I say? What's the matter? What's going on? What can I do to help? Where are you going? And you're always trying to make everything better, which does what? It makes everything even worse. And so this is the part of that insecurity I talk a lot about. When we see somebody who's disappointed or angry, we suddenly believe it must be because of something we've done. Reminds me of an old Saturday Night Live skit, Jack Handy, Deep Thoughts with Jack Handy. A boy was walking on the beach with his dad and it started to rain. And he said, Daddy, why is it raining? And he said, well, it's raining because God is crying. And he goes, well, Daddy, why is God crying? He said, well, son, it's probably because of something you've done. I love that. I didn't even know I was going to tell that. That mindset that it's probably something you've done is why men step in it all the time with angry women. You assume that she doesn't have the right to be tired or grouchy or crampy or angry or pouty without you somehow being involved in it. And the second you try to insert yourself into her emotions and her roller coaster, her mood, then she'll resent you for making it all about you. Now, a caveat. There will be times when she's angry because you have done something wrong. Let's say you said you'd be home at 6 o'clock sharp in time for dinner and to help out with something, and you show up at 9 o'clock. Let's say you committed to doing something over the weekend and you changed your mind at the last minute, or you just never followed through on something you said you would do. Women will get angry at us when we say we're going to do something and we don't do it. It's called follow through. It's called commitment. It's called consistency. They want to be able to count on us. And when they can't count on us or don't believe that we're people of our words, men of our words, then they'll get angry. So with that, you go, you know what? You look angry and I think you have a right to be. I told you I'd do something and I didn't do it. My bad. I screwed up. You got to admit it when you're wrong. But that's not most of the time. Most of the time when we're reacting to an angry woman, we're coming from a place of insecurity and neediness, and we want to know why she's angry and what we can do to make it better. Because when we're insecure, when she's not happy, nobody's happy. And that's a bad way to live. That whole, if mom ain't happy, nobody's happy. It's like happy wife, happy life. It is not your role to create happiness for her every day. It is not your role to get involved in her personal process in every one of her moods or angry outbursts and figure out what you did to cause it. Be there, be strong, be consistent, be present, be available, but don't take the blame for everything and don't be so needy that you have to make it all about you and find out how you have to fix everything. Like I said, that's probably more annoying than anything to her. So that's the huge, big, stupid mistake we make with angry women. We assume it's about us and then everything falls apart from there. I hope that makes sense. Hope you enjoyed the live video. The next 4 weeks, I'm going to be traveling, and I've made four videos special for you. They're kind of a series in a theme, and I hope you enjoy those. Hope to see your comments in there. Shoot me an email, and I hope to see you on the flip side in January. I'll be back live. Take care. Bye-bye.